This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
This is far less professional because my day started with the biggest faux pas that I could have.
Sports Talk Saturday.
But I see in the break room there's some donuts there. Okay, sweet. Yo, all right. And I completely forgot about the very segment that we did here about not trusting the 5 bags of unmarked tortilla chips.
Yeah.
What did my stupid butt do? I grabbed one.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think with fly, think.
I'm gonna have nightmares about that.
I hope
it's the fact
that
I can hear it across the room with headphones on. And the mics weren't even on, so I couldn't hear you through the headphones.
On WGR.
No. Welcome to the flaming wagon known as Sports Talk Saturday.
Sports Radio 550.
Bite into the stale donut.
Yes. Yeah. Embrace the crunch of the stale donut. That's what you need to do.
Welcome into another delicious Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley.
No donuts to speak of today.
No donuts to speak of today, but more nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm pretty sure, considering everything that has happened over the last 24 hours, this might be the loudest victory lap of someone here at the station coming up. I wonder why. What happened? I don't know. Something.
Something.
Something happened. But I was on yesterday with Zach Jones in lieu of Sabres Live and One Bills Live, and got to talk plenty about Josh Allen with the MVP. And when I was waking up yesterday, I thought about this show first, even though I had a show to do that morning. The first thing I thought of was, oh, Callie's going to have a field day with this. Because he was the only one left that really still cared.
Yes, I was.
You were the only one that really still was like willing to talk about it. And you're attached with a co-host that by the time December hit, I didn't want to hear any more about it. I was done with the MVP conversation. I was done with everything about this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's a problem with being on the internet too, is
you never are truly.
You're never free.
Mm-hmm.
And you see responses from a specific fan base that are just getting very annoying at this point. So that's one thing that I will say is, who knows?
Yeah.
What would end up happening here? But the first thought I had was of you yesterday, which was, Joe is going to have a great time with this because, again, you were the only one holding out hope at that point.
Yes, and hope it sure was. I decided, you know, I was going to take that plunge and die on the hill either way.
You wanted to talk about it before the Bills-Broncos wild card game, and I wanted to smack you.
Yes, because Polymarket flipped.
Yes. So,
and I guess people, My understanding of Poly Market came from working down the hall during the presidential election, right? So it's like you're essentially buying stock in a yes or no answer. Like that's what Poly Market is. So it's not driven by the Vegas betting odds at all. It's just general consensus. And that's kind of, I was surprised, and I also thought people just could be stupid because it's like, guys, the votes are in. They don't change if the Bills beat the Ravens in the playoffs. Like that doesn't, like that doesn't affect this. It's a regular season.
Votes are already cast. We're done here.
So I was kind of like, okay, like it that looks a little sketchy. But the entire time, Vegas's odds, well, the day the All-Pro teams were announced, Josh Allen dropped from like minus 650 to minus 450. And Lamar just gained like 200 points to like plus 350 or something like that.
You're speaking a complex language at this point, but go on.
So the odds swung a bit, but they never swung in the opposite direction, which was kind of intriguing to me, which showed the bookmakers, Vegas, they still saw Josh Allen as winning the Most Valuable Player award. Tally that up with like Emmanuel Acho, right? Who's insufferable to me 90% of the time with what he says. Dan Orlovsky, who I actually enjoy his analysis, but he just gets dogged on for no reason 90% of the time. Those two guys, and I know they're two voters out of however 50. Many there are,
they're
right?
50.
50. Two out of 50. But all season, they've been talking about, yes, Lamar Jackson had the better stats, but they still saw Josh Allen winning the MVP because of the valuableness to the Bills. So I was like, two voters are doing this. Is this the year they change? I mean, I have the receipts. I retweeted one of them.
Oh, boy, don't.
I retweeted
one of them. We're not doing receipt day.
No.
That was Geary's job.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make you get into the stress levels of that.
No, but I
that's how you devolve into madness.
On January 10th, this is the only receipt.
Love you,
it's just because it's right in front of me. I think we're going to see an Elway 1987 situation. January 10th. That was after the day of the All-Pro teams being announced. It just looked to me like the voters that had the public platforms were seeing that narrative split from years past. So the inkling for me was, I'm going to ride with that until it's not. Like, hey, that's where I was at.
And you know what? Credit to Emmanuel.
Yeah.
But credit to him, Emmanuel Acho, for sticking to his guns.
And he's tripled down on it since.
He helped create the narrative that the Bills were going to be bad this year. Mm-hmm. And that if Josh Allen plays like an MVP, that's the only way that the Bills would be good. Guess what happened? He stuck true to his word.
Mm-hmm.
He said something in the offseason, remembered that he said it, and voted accordingly. Good for you.
Yep.
That said, I now hate myself because I gave credit to Emmanuel Acho for something. A man who is as hot takey can get.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's an FS1 program, that's just kind of how that goes. But
it's all those debate shows. It's all of them.
Yeah. Well,
Orlovsky's getting literally laughed at on Get Up. Like, it's just.
And it's funny, the one who's doing the laughing is Jeff Saturday, which I find is just laughable, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, the guy who allowed for the biggest collapse in NFL history.
Yeah, and also can't win high school football games he coaches, but somehow was like, you know what, we're going to make him an NFL coach. So. Yeah,
that was peak Raiders right there.
I have more on that coming up later in the show, if you know what I'm hinting
Raiders,
at.
Colts. That was peak Colts Bowman right there.
Of course it
I
was
forgot
a Colts
about
moment.
That.
But yeah, I as much as...
That's right. The Raiders won or lost against him. They were the only team to lose to him.
Exactly.
That one, that's right.
Which is just a crazy stat in itself. But we talked this morning before the show. I was still just as surprised Allen won as anybody. Because I thought, you know, as much as I was dying on this hill... The voters were the voters, right? And that's kind of where the whole conversation was. The voters are the same as the All-Pro voters. There's not going to be a differential. They truly understood the meaning of the valuable. And you've seen at least Orlovsky and Emmanuel Acho on Twitter again, posting a video just tripling down on his decision to vote Josh Allen. And I get it. I get the Ravens fans' frustration with it because Lamar had an exponentially amazing season, stat-wise. Like, don't get me wrong. He's the first team All-Pro. But Josh Allen's a little more valuable to the Bills. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's just kind of how cookie crumbles.
Ready? For the last 2 years, there's been consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Valuable. That's what they're really sticking to. They're sticking to that word.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you guys. Good for the voters. Good for them.
Yeah,
because
last season, Lamar's stats weren't great either. Lamar's stats were 2015 Tyrod Taylor stat line on the Bills.
Yeah. But they knew that if without him, the Ravens weren't getting the one seed.
Right.
That is perfectly fine by me. You played good enough. Your team was great. And you're the most important player on that team.
Mm-hmm. There was no Derrick Henry in the question. There was.
Sick. Yeah. Sick. I'll allow that. Cool. It was weird that it was near unanimous. Dak Prescott should have also had something to say about that because he played well and the Cowboys were the two seed in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? All right. You're staying consistent. You're staying consistent with your logic then. Fine. Ravens fans are not consistent with their logic. Y'all a bunch of goofballs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh, it's not about stats last year. Okay, all right, fine. It's not about stats. You guys said it. You all said it. Fine. And this year it's suddenly about stats.
Now it is, right. And that's...
Just say what you want to say, which is, I want my guy to win third MVP.
Yeah.
Just say it.
You wanted MV3 for your quarterback, and that's fine.
That's fine. Just come out and say that you're greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again... Yesterday, when I got to this station, I thought on my drive, I'm getting in my car, and it's not even snow. It's all frozen over because of the sleet from the night before.
Yeah.
Stupid weather, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it. Can't take my dog for a walk right now. It's bad.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because she likes to barrel into the snowbanks.
Yeah. You have a beagle, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
She tried to do it yesterday and she got denied.
Oh my God.
It was so tragic.
Yeah, because it's just ice.
It was so tragic. She wanted to go like... bump into the snowbank and nope, she just got rejected and she's like, okay, I don't like this. But like that's what we're dealing with weather-wise here.
Mm-hmm.
Let people have good things. I don't know at this point. You can't reason with them at this point. You can't reason with Ravens fans that are mad about it. They're gonna stay mad. They're gonna die mad.
No, they're the Twitter warriors. You can't do anything about it. Like,
yeah.
You just kind of have to live by the sword, die by the sword, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Twitter. If you're getting into an argument with someone on Twitter, don't. Because mm-hmm. You're not changing their mind. I very rarely see an opportunity when people are at each other's throats online and you actually change somebody's mind. If you do it, get that person an MVP trophy. Because they're the real MVP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's because you're behind a screen. There's
yeah.
no actual consequences to anything you say.
You can throw the insults out there.
Mm-hmm. But, no, I think Allen was very deserving of it. His entire speech as well just was very put together. Like, he, you know. You also, Polymarket, just to stay on it for another second, 94% at the start of the event. No, and everyone's like, someone leaked something. I'm like, no one had to leak anything. Josh Allen's entire family is front row, right in the middle. Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean are in attendance. Remember last year, Josh Allen was playing Barstool Trivia?
And guess who wasn't there? Lamar Jackson was not there.
Right.
So it kind of became pretty easy to pick up the pieces and put them all together.
Yes.
That said, someone did leak it.
Tracy Wolfson?
Tracy Wolfson, about 40 minutes beforehand.
But that wasn't technically a leak. She got by MLF football.
I think it was. The thing was, is I think it was a leak.
Like someone at MLF found out and then made the graphic and put it out?
Yeah, someone at ready? I think someone at ML, or whoever ML football is, one of those
it's a spam,
evil aggregate accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they found the image that was going to be used and stole it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think that was.
Mm-hmm. Then Tracy got.
No, I think Tracy had that image and leaked it first. And I think ML Football stole the image that everyone was using. Because everyone was using that image that night. Everyone was using it.
Everyone was, but there's also an MLF Football watermark on the one Tracy Wolfson posted.
All right, then. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Which, come on. You're a journalist.
I mean, everyone got though. Everyone was posting that before as well. That was like going around. And then everyone, this post has been deleted. Like that just turned into that.
Yeah. Can we stop with the existence of those aggregate accounts?
I remember the day.
Them and Dov.
Twitter turned into X, and you could verify without being an actual verified. The fake Adam Schefter accounts that just started going crazy and throwing random fake NFL news out there like that, and people were biting on it.
Yeah, before that jerk face took over Twitter. Do you know how hard it, like, I would actually tried to get verified in the past?
Oh, yeah. Now you can just pay $4.
Yeah, now you just pay money to jerk face Tesla guy, and it's just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. But, yes, congratulations to you, Joe, for being able to take a victory lap on this, for being the only one that was willing to talk about the MVP, even into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I wanted to smack you with this bottle cap.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I loved the perspective of it yesterday of it's cold outside, it stinks, but guess what? It's a fun day. Why? Bills have an MVP. And now every generation of Bills fans has experienced this.
Yeah.
OJ.
Mm-hmm.
Thurman. Large gap.
Yep.
Well, hang on. OJ.
Large gap.
Large gap.
Thurman.
Larger gap. Allen.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's these same fans that had to deal with growing up in a playoff drought, and you finally now get to see an MVP having played for the Bills.
Yeah.
Every generation now has seen some sort of touch of greatness from this team. We still have not gotten to watch a Super Bowl victory, but 2 days prior to the stupid Chiefs trying to stupid three-peat stupidly.
Yeah, another Cheagle Bowl from a couple years ago.
Cheagle.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some good news. Please. Thank you. Awesome. Ravens fans being mad. Guess what? You felt this literally twice already. Your quarterback winning the MVP. Calm down. Back off. We should all be hating the same team anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The obnoxious one in red.
Yeah, the one that is insufferable. And again, honestly, seeing a three-peat to me is not the worst thing in the world because it's NFL history and I'm a sports junkie. It's just insufferable that it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, that's essentially it.
Ready? It's insufferable because a team is having that much success consistently.
Yeah.
Zach and I really got into it yesterday about why the Chiefs are so antagonistic. And I thought of two reasons. And we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
I just want to stick on the MVP thing, at least for this first segment, before we go to Mark, and then we can shift our gears.
Right.
But I just look at, though, of it stinks outside. It's just icy. It's not even snow. It's all iced over.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are about to play in a Super Bowl, but it's a good day. It was a good day yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Again, like you said, not a Lombardi trophy, and I think we'll get there, but it's a notch in the belt for our quarterback, who has needed a piece of hardware in some capacity, right? So he can escape the Phillip Rivers allegations.
Yes.
And he finally has. There's that classic meme of young Josh Allen and Josh Allen with a beard. And it's like the same stats, except like 100-something interceptions and like zero Super Bowl, all that. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
That circulates. Just the trolling. Like it was a good moment. It needed to happen. And I don't think it really could have.
And the thing that'll still drive Ravens fans and Lamar Jackson supporters up a tree is the thing that Allen had going for him. The strongest thing was narrative.
Yep.
Immeasurable. In a year where Lamar Jackson had so many better stats and numbers and things that you can measure, what did Allen have? He had something that you can't quantify.
And these are journalists voting, by the way. So yeah. They're all about a good narrative, a good story.
Yes, all of them are either former athletes or journalists that went to school to write stories, to tell stories.
Yeah.
Guess what? They're going to find that to be a compelling thing, is a story. And yeah. So now, Joe, for the last 5 minutes, I'm going to let you try to be as obnoxious as you want about the MVP.
Okay.
And I will just make sure to keep you in check if you start to go out of line.
Okay. Sounds good. So I have one more receipt I want to go through.
Okay.
Okay. One last one. It was because I was here and then I wasn't. So it was with Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt. I threw this out to them.
Oh, boy.
I said, at 12:23 p.m., January 10th, right after the thing was announced, said Allen's still going to win MVP. Just watch. Elway did it in 1987, beat Montana, blah, blah, blah. Lamar's stats should be first-team All-Pro, but Allen's value to the team keeps him in the MVP race at number one. Still the favorite, just dropped a little bit. Zach was clearly in the feels at that point. Like, he was just not feeling great, right?
Yeah.
Like, it just happened. He said, Lamar was first team last year with the worst stats than Dak or Allen. These guys are the same voters. It's over. I said, just call me stupid, but I'm going to hammer Allen, especially if the odds swing. Could see a narrative split of Jackson getting All-Pro as the best statistical season, but Allen getting MVP as most valuable for his season with the Bills lifting a lesser supporting cast. I know the voters are the voters, but Jackson led stats in most categories, so it would make sense for a first team All-Pro. Allen's value to Bills this season and all that he accomplished would make sense for him to be the MVP. Past results do not guarantee future outcomes. Something we hammer home on
hammered
this show.
Hammered home on the playoffs.
Except for the Chiefs game.
But it also came true.
Yes, it did, unfortunately.
Why do I have to be right?
I know. I said, I'm not writing anything off 100%. And believe me, I know I might be hopelessly optimistic, but I'm going to hammer it. So from that day forward, where the odds dropped.
It was not even necessarily the odds. It was everyone's attitude kind of shifted to a little bit of an acceptance thing. Like, okay, fine, whatever. He's not going to win. Mm-hmm. Who cares? I'm not going to put any more heat into this.
Right.
And you were like, I will.
Yeah, I called you the one day. I remember I kind of like, you know, held the thing up to your head, and I was like, you know what, we're gonna do this. Like, come
held
on,
the thing up to your head.
Yeah, I know. You know, FCC. I don't know when I would be treading the waters. I've cut it close a couple times.
It was a set of car keys.
Yes,
that's what he held to my head.
It was a laser pointer right into his face.
It was a laser pointer.
And you
started
know,
started sweating at it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like a cat. But I don't know. I never had that feeling like all hope was lost. Like, again, like I said, I was just as surprised when his name was announced. Kurt Warner announced his name. I knew it was, though, even before Kurt Warner said his name, because Shady McCoy started making woo noises next to him, and so did Dawkins. And you could see the fraction of LeSean McCoy getting excited when the tablet flipped up.
Yep.
But I think all signs pointed towards Allen winning it, especially on the night of. Like, I had to be up at 3:50 to work at our sister station the next morning. Like, I definitely like nodded in and out. I wasn't watching actively, but once I saw Allen there with everybody and Haley Steinfeld with him, like, it was kind of game over. I knew he won.
Yeah. There you go.
So I'm not a big victory lap guy. I think everyone having the opinion of it wasn't going to be the year. Like, it wasn't like, I think that was a valid opinion to have, especially with how things have gone in years past. Do I think this changes the award forever? No, I don't think it's going to be every season you see a separation from the All-Pro first team to MVP, right? But maybe you know, it's been 30-something, 37 years-ish since the last time this happened. Almost 40 years. So maybe in the next 40 years, another situation happens like this, and like how Elway's the benchmark for this one, Allen's the benchmark for that one. So I think that's kind of where it goes. You become the new benchmark, the modern benchmark.
803-0550 is the number to call. Bills, Josh Allen MVP, Super Bowl coming up, Mark Schofield coming up as well here at 11:30. We'll get connected with our fans real quick. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western Area's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Ray and Clarence, you got a couple moments here. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Good morning. Ray, do I got you? All right, Ray, try calling back. I figure now then, I guess we'll go to break. We'll get Mark Schofield on here from SB Nation.
Yes, sir.
I get to talk to him before every Super Bowl while I've been employed here. And guess what? I may not be hosting tomorrow, but that doesn't mean we get rid of tradition.
You got to keep it going.
Got to keep it going. So we're going to talk with Mark, give him a good old how are you now, and see what he's got to say about the season as a whole as well as the Super Bowl coming up next here on WGR.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.